Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Michael Hoggard will lead a study about what the Bible says concerning the spirit world. Friends, we continue to need your help. Summertime giving is always slow, but this year, the giving has been at a critically low level. We want to say thank you to everyone who has been responding with gifts for the ministry. Unfortunately, we're having to further cut expenses, including reducing the number of radio stations we're on and, unfortunately, eliminating staff. We need your help. Please continue to pray for Southwest Radio Ministries. Ask the Lord to provide the needed funds. And as you are led, would you please consider giving a gift to our summer relief effort? Your one-time and monthly gifts are needed. You can give when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also give at our website, swrc.com. Thank you, friends, for your prayers and continued financial support. In June, we held our first ever Mysteries of the Bible Verse event in Cincinnati. One of the featured speakers was Michael Hoggard. Today, we're going to listen in on a presentation he gave there about the spirit world and what the Bible has to say about the unseen realm.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad to see a lot of people here. Glad it turned out well for Southwest Radio. I've been friends with their ministry for years. I want you to take a good look at me because I'll be the reason why you're late for lunch. And if you signed up for the VIP lunch, you'll be the reason why I won't eat. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Did you bring a Bible? Yes. It's a Bible prophecy conference, right? Sure, word of prophecy deal, you know, that all that stuff. If you did, let me do this. Let me get my bearings straight here. There we go. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Most of the verses I'll put up on the screen for you because I want to try to move through fast. And I promise you that I will not get done with this presentation, but that's okay. Whatever is not done here is already on the DVDs, as he mentioned. I do actually have a website called ufopastor.com. I was surprised because it just hit me one day. I want a place to put all my UFO videos. And so I thought, what will I call it? And so I went to Google and typed that in, and nobody had ever thought of it before. So I bought it right then and there. And we use it. He's not kidding. We have been to three MUFON conventions, Mutual UFO Network conventions. The first one was in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that was an interesting place. Yeah. Then the next one was in Denver, Colorado, where you're guaranteed to step on somebody's feces on the sidewalk in downtown Denver, Colorado. It is a horrible place. Years of liberal ideologies in politics have basically turned this multi-billion dollar downtown area that everybody, you know, the convention area of like of these major cities into drug-infested wastelands. It's horrible there. But then you deal with the really weird people inside the convention at the MUFON conference. And we have run into some very, very interesting people. In fact, we were just in Cincinnati at last summer's MUFON convention, because that's where it was. It was right here in Kentucky. And we met a lady there that was, she referred to herself as a former Southern Baptist preacher's wife. Now, she's still married to the man. He was a former Southern Baptist preacher. But she turned, and she turned to her husband. She said she had a near-death experience. She had this entity in this darkness. She said when she died, she didn't see this light. She didn't go through this tunnel. She was down in a place that, believe it or not, she called it outer darkness. What does that sound like to you? It's the exact place that Jesus said they would be cast into. Although in her mind, this was a good place. And so she's being led by this dark entity behind her who is showing her, I don't get into all the details, but when she comes out of that, she spends a year trying to collect herself and collect her new version of theology. And basically now she is a New Ager. She may not call herself that, but that's what it's turned her into. And you're going to see some of this in this presentation. This picture up on the screen, if you have 2 Corinthians 11 open, you know this is the place, if you look in verse 3, Paul is warning us not to fall in the same way that Eve fell through Satan's subtlety. And he said, your minds will be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. If you want to know where my heart is, I'm a pastor. I'm a church boy. I grew up in church. I have lived church all my life. I've been a pastor. I pastor my home church, the church I grew up in. I've been there for most of my life. I met my wife at that church, Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri. She's back there hiding somewhere. She has been the stability of my life. Anyway, we've been married there. We were married in that church. She went into labor with our first daughter at that church. And it's just, my whole life has been there. But my life and my ministry, I want to see God's people wake up. If you are listening to me for the first time, or you're watching me, and you don't believe any of this UFO stuff, get out of the 20th century. It's not a question anymore of whether this is real. This is real. This is real, not just because Congress is having meetings on it and Congress is saying this is real. This represents a threat. They're looking at it from a defense standpoint and they're saying we need the Defense Department to open up its files. We need the CIA files. We need the defense agency's files and all of their stuff turned over to Congress like it's supposed to be. I mean, we vote the congressmen in, we vote the president sometimes. Yeah. We vote these people in, and they're the ones who are supposed to be in charge of our government, but they're running into non-elected officials who are holding back. They're the gatekeepers of the information on this thing, and they're saying, you're just a congressman. You are not authorized to see this material. That's crazy. That's the country we live in right now. And so Congress is saying this is real. You've got members of Congress that are going absolutely 100%. We have seen the evidence. We know this is real. But the sad thing is when you get into the churches, when you start talking to Christians about it, they say, oh, I don't believe in that stuff, or that's not really anything, or it doesn't affect me. I don't think it has anything related to Bible prophecy. Well, I'm here to tell you very kindly that you're wrong. And I want to be able to show you from the Word of God. This picture up on the screen is from an event that took place in Brazil this past year. I believe the photograph to be legitimate. There's a lot of photographs. There's a lot of videos out there. Some are legitimate. Some are not. Sometimes the fakes are pretty easy to tell. They just look too good. But this actually is part of an attack that took place in a very, very remote village. These people were shooting at these alien type figures, and somebody took a photograph of this thing protruding light from its body. Now, what in the world is that? Well, we go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and you look in let's pick it up in verse 13. For such are false apostles. Let me ask you that. Do you believe there's false apostles out there? Say amen. Yeah, deceitful workers. Got any of those? Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And the thing is, I love using the internet to get our message out. Unfortunately, there are way more people than the good guys. The bad guys are out there in droves selling their false ideas, selling their false gospels, selling false Bibles, false things about Christ, and they're just not true. And I want to be the guy that stands on the other side of the street saying, hey, let me tell you the other part. Let me tell you the truth. Verse 14, and no marvel, For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Do you know what that would be if we were to name this character Satan according to verse 14? The name would be Lucifer. Because Lucis means light, and the ifer part of that means a messenger or a bringer of light. And that is exactly what you'll find in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? He is an angel or a bearer of light. And so look in verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Now, do I believe that those ministers, some of those ministers, are human agents? Absolutely. Do I also believe that those ministers who are following Satan are spirits, are themselves evil angels? Absolutely. We know from the scriptures that he has 1/3 of the angelic realm on his side, fighting a war that he's not going to win. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He's already been defeated 2,000 years ago. He just don't know it. Amen. That's like cutting a head off of a snake and watching the body do this for about 30 minutes. He's dead. He just don't know it yet. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'll come up with all kinds of goodies like that. All right, now, this event took place in Las Vegas. Yeah, who remembers that? There's actually some video out there, and you got to be careful. Some of it's fake, some of it's not. They interviewed this guy recently, as recently as a few weeks ago. And this is what brought him to mind, because in this interview, he's sitting there, and he is just as afraid now as he was when this event took place. He said, "You can believe me if you want to. I don't care. I'm not after fame. I'm not after everybody knowing who I am. I don't care about that. This thing showed up in my backyard. Not even the police wanted anything to do with it." And he said, "I'm standing here looking at a 10-foot tall alien." He believed what he saw was real. And I believe that the Bible contains all the answers. If you would turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18, maybe you'll make some notes in your Bible. Let me run through some things. These are what I call the 9 forbidden practices. These are 9 things that God specifically said don't do them. And I asked the question one time, "God, why didn't you want them doing this?" Other than the fact that, I mean, they're witchcraft, it's sorcery, it's things like that that Christians are not supposed to do. But I believe God always has a love motive for everything that he tells us not to do, don't you? When God tells us don't commit adultery, obviously there is a love motive behind why God would tell us not to do that. And so God told the Israelites, they're about to go into Canaan land. And he says, in Canaan land, we know there were giants there. We know that there were people, I mean, they were huge. They had their religion, and I don't want you to fall into their practice. So he said, "There should not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire." That was to Molech. They were offering their own children unto Molech. Aren't you glad that you belong to a religion where God doesn't demand the sacrifice of our son? It's based upon the sacrifice of his son. Amen. Amen. I like that. Woohoo. Amen. Is that a Kentucky version of amen? That uses divination. Divination is a way to procure information into your mind.
It is information that is put directly
into your brain, but not by the Holy Spirit, not by God. What is it that is putting the information into someone who is doing divination? What is controlling the hand of someone who has their hand on a planchette and they're waving it over a Ouija board? What is it actually that's moving their hand? Is it the force from Star Wars? Is it some big magical electrical energy that's in the universe, dude? Is it anything like that? What is moving their hand? Devils. Devils, okay? And they don't like it when you don't do everything the way they demand. Don't play with Ouija board. Young people, Don't go to somebody's house that has a Ouija board. There are spirits in that house. Amen. Divination. I'm an observer of times. That's astrology. What are they looking at? They're looking at the stars. What does the Bible say the stars are? Angels. This is what I was looking for. Angels are the stars. Where's the woohoo? Where's that one at? You want me to go to the Bible? Yeah, thank you. I'll go to the Bible. How about Revelation? Turn there. Revelation chapter 6. Turn there. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. When I beheld and opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth. Now, if those are great big giant balls of burning hot gas, what would happen if even one of them fell to the earth? It would annihilate the earth. What is it that's falling here in Revelation 6:13? The powers of the heaven, the stars. Which, turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. There appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon. Who is that? Satan, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the what? Stars of heaven. What did he drag to the earth? Well, we look down in verse 7, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Now, here's the neat part. How many angels are there? The Bible says that we are surrounded by an innumerable company of angels. The Bible says that there is no way we will ever be able to tell the number of the stars. So they are innumerable, which means that it is a number that literally has no end. It goes on into infinity. Stop and think about that for a minute. Now, once you get to how big the number is, the infinite number of angels, only God can cut off a third of them, right? And what is a third? Is a decimal. It's 0.33. Y'all sound silly doing that. It never ends, does it? And yet God knows how to cut it off, doesn't he? No matter how many stars and angels there are, God is still the most high of all of them. Amen? So an observer of times, if you are an observer of times, what you're doing is that you are asking those stars to guide your life. Those stars are not the guides of your life. God is. Or an enchanter. An enchanter is someone who chants. They repeat prayers. What did Jesus say about repeating prayers over and over? Don't do what the heathen do, for they think they should be heard for their much speaking. So don't keep repeating prayers over and over, or mantras over and over, or words with no meaning, like the word om. When you hear people, they wad their legs up in a knot, and they sit there and they say the word om, om, om. You know what the Hindus believe that the word om means? It doesn't have one. It is a word with no meaning. I believe in the word that has all the meaning. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. So you see the opposites here? We follow a word that has meaning. They follow a word that has no meaning. And they recite it over and over again. So still they're dealing with devils. They're dealing with spirits or a witch. We know that witchcraft involves Satanism, or a charmer, someone who uses different medallions. And I'm just going to say this. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to make anybody mad. But let me just say that the Catholic Church is a church of medallions. They are a church of charmers. They are a church of enchanters. The monks who did their, what did they call it? Where they used to get and they sing the same words over and over again endlessly like a drone. Yeah, okay. Chant. I should have said the word chant. Yeah, it would have been easier. But they use medallions. I guarantee if you go to the Vatican is going to be surrounded in Rome with hundreds, maybe even thousands of kiosks and little shops that's going to sell necklaces, bracelets, different kinds of medals that you wear. And it's supposedly if you wear those medals and you die with those, then you're given so much credit in heaven against your sins. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, is it? Okay, it's not. And so then you consult her with familiar spirits. That is having a direct contact with a devil, which I'm going to focus on that. Or a wizard, or a necromancer. Necromancer is someone who contacts what they think is the dead. Now, if you've seen any of my videos, you know I've asked, I'm blessed with strong opinions, which means that sometimes people don't like me. I believe with all my heart that who Saul was speaking to was not Samuel. It was a familiar, it looked like Samuel. It sounded like Samuel, but it could not have been Samuel. The text clearly tells us right before that story that God stopped talking to Saul through the prophets. So that's what Samuel was. And so if that was Samuel, then God lied. And God doesn't lie. That's what a necromancer is. Now, we are part of the Star Trek generation. Amen? Sci-fi? And we watched all these. We watched Lost in Space. We watched Star Trek. We watched Star Wars. And we saw that the way to connect or to communicate with an alien race is to get Lieutenant Uhura here to open up a channel and to send out a hailing frequency to the alien ship, and the alien ship was supposed to respond. And they, of course, the only way the Klingons responded was by blowing up your ship, okay? So anyway, but that's actually not how people now are in contact with who they think are alien races. This is actually closer, okay? This is getting in contact with a familiar spirit. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, you might want to turn there and make some notes here, because all of these are prophecies. I believe that all these things were written aforetime for our learning, and that they are going to happen again. Solomon said very wisely in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, the thing that hath been is the thing that shall be. There is no new thing under the sun. And so the reason why a lot of these speakers this weekend are going back to the book of Genesis chapter 6 and other places in the Bible for reference on what is happening in these last days is because this Bible is, the whole thing is a sure word of prophecy. It is telling us what is going to happen and, in fact, what is happening now. So God warned Israel in Deuteronomy 13, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams. Have you ever had a dream? I have. I was talking to somebody before me coming up here, and they said, I don't know if you believe this or not, but I believe that I had a dream, and a spirit was in it, like a devil, like an evil spirit or a familiar spirit was in it. I said, absolutely, I believe that. I've had several of them, okay? And one of them was so real, and it was so dark to me, and it was so prominent there that when I woke up, I asked my wife, she was laying there next to me, and I said, was I just talking? She said, yeah. I said, what was I saying? She said, you were saying, who are you? What are you doing? And that's exactly in my dream what I was saying. I was actually saying the words out loud and didn't realize it. But I believe that they show up. And so the dreamer of dreams giveth thee a sign or a wonder. If you are a person given to signs or wonders, I'm not speaking out against signs. Gideon, of course, was a signs guy. He's always had to have God. God, show me this. God, show me that. God, lay the fleece out. And I'm going to lay the fleece out again. So there's nothing wrong with that. But don't put, I wouldn't base your doctrine or your salvation on it. I mean, if you're having trouble believing you're saved, read the scriptures. Don't ask God for signs. Read Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:9 and 10, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, 1 John 1, 9. Read the whole book of 1 John. Amen. These things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Okay? So watch out for the signs and wonders, people. And he said, if the sign or the wonder come to pass, and see, that's what gets people. Oh, have you seen brother so-and-so? No. Oh, you need to see him because he's shown many signs or wonders. So? But they've all come to pass. Well, most of them have come to pass. I don't care. In this case here, he specifically says, if they come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, and this is what got me. Because I was thinking that this text was going to say, let's go after another God, because we are monotheistic. But it doesn't say that. Let us go after other what? Gods. If these aliens, and by the way, alien is a wonderful name to call them. It's biblical. An alien is someone who is not from here. And they're not from here. I don't care. It doesn't matter what, how you see the alien thing as being. They're definitely not from here, meaning Kentucky. Okay. California, I'm not so sure about, but they're not from here. Okay. They will tell you that they believe that they are superior to us in every way. That's a God. If there is an entity that can appear and disappear at will, if there's an entity that can actually transmit images and thoughts into your head, if there's an entity that can move things without you seeing it be done or whatever, no matter what it can do, if it can outdo you in everything, then it's a God. Let us go after other gods multiple, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. You know what? Let me keep reading that text because it's important. So God establishes that there will be signs and wonders. We know that from the book of Joel and from the book of Acts. There will be signs and wonders in the heavens. And in this case here, God said, if they come with signs and wonders, and then they say, let us go after these gods, these other gods. God said in verse 3, you should not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dream. And this is what's going on right now.
We've been listening to Michael Hoggard in his presentation on the spirit world. This presentation was first given at our recent Mysteries of the Bible Verse event. The entire Mysteries of the Bible Verse event is now available on DVD. All the speakers, all the presentations, all together in one collection. Derek Gilbert, Rudy Landa, Micah Van Hus, Greg Patton, Michael Hoggard, Josh Davis, and Mac Dominic. Order the Mysteries of the Bible Verse DVD set today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Mysteries of the Bible Verse, the complete event on DVD. 1-800-652-1144. We're also featuring today Michael Hoggard's brand new DVD, Sightings. This DVD will look at exactly what the Bible says about the familiar spirits. Order Sightings by Michael Hoggard today when you call 1-800-652-1144. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.